Hello, just a response to RJNet, Robert's question regarding microphones. First of all, I am not an expert at all, so take what I'm saying with, not quite a pinch, but a few grains of salt anyway. Because I looked into this a while back myself. As you know, you've got your Olympus things, which are handheld standalone recorders, which you don't want, so I'll skip over that. And you got the other Zoom recorders that are handheld, and we'll skip those too. And on top of those, you've got the Zoom recorders, the 5, 6 and 7s that plug straight into the phone with a good XY range of stereo. Now, you probably discounted those because you didn't want them to plug straight into your phone. However, you can get an extension lead that extends your lightning adapter. So you can actually have your Zoom IQ 5, 6 or 7 plugged into a lead. So you can then put it around Vance's neck or around your own neck or tie it to your belt or put it on your head on top of a baseball cap with masking tape or wave it around or do whatever you want to do with it. So yes, on paper, on the surface of it, you don't want an IQ 5, 6 or 7, but there is a way to make it so that it's away from your iPhone, so you don't get all the rustly handling noises that sound like you're wading through leaves. That's one option. The other one is, there's a range of mics called the Apogee, and they're very, very good quality microphones. They go straight into the lightning connector, and they're very, very good stereo response. Quite expensive, though, the Apogee. I think it's APOGEE. But I think our friend Jeff Thompson can clarify that, because he's the one who told me about those. What else was I going to say about microphones? Yeah, it's all very de rigueur nowadays. This whole binaural thing's all very trendy. You know, it's all lovely, but it means, in some respects, having two microphones, I guess, because binaural, I guess, means two channels, so left and right, rather than just X and Y. But I guess you can replicate binaural by having a stereo microphone. And you can get pin-on lapel ones too. That if you get your adapter that your friend was talking to you about, the Tascam adapter, you can connect lapel microphones to that. So it depends on how hardcore you want to go and how much hassle you want to have and how many leads you want flying around. But there we go. Just a few ideas. Hope that helps. Cheers.